Okay, I guess we're ready to start the CESTB meeting for October 10th, 2024. Have we got a quorum here today?
Yes, Vice Chair, we do have a quorum.
Okay. I guess we'll call a have a roll call.
Chairman Dowling is not here. Vice Chair Hogard?
Present.
Member Perez?
Present.
Constable Kennedy?
Here.
Member Giordano?
Present.
Okay, announcements. I don't really have anything that was passed down to me by Chairman Dowling. So I guess we move on to C, possible action to approve minutes of the previous meeting. Did everybody have a chance to look at the meeting minutes for last month?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve minutes.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
This is Monica Perez. I move to approve the minutes for second.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Now to move to the call to the public. This is a time for the public to make oral comments to the board in person. Note that written statements submitted to the board will not be read during the call to the public and will not be accepted as part of the meeting record. Also, members of the board may not discuss items that are not already listed in the written agenda. Therefore, unless a comment relates only to an item already listed in the written agenda for that meeting, pursuant ARS 38431.01H, the board's ability to act on that public comment will be limited to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for further consideration and decision at a later date. Finally, please note that the total time allowed for public comments will be limited to 2 minutes so that the public meeting can be conducted as scheduled. This is a call to the public. Do we have anybody that has anything to say? Second call for anybody that wants to address the board.
Constable Hogart, this is Constable Francisco Lopez.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I'd like to speak to regarding the CNA 416.
Okay, let me get my stopwatch ready. You have 2 minutes to address the board, okay? And anytime you're ready.
Thank you. Members of the board, the complaint CNA 416 comes after I reported Ms. Leyva's misconduct to her employer, Pima County Adult Probation. She was investigated and admonished per my conversation with the chief probation officer. In the complaint, Ms. Leyva failed to mention that she was impersonating a law enforcement officer, which is a class 6 felony per ARS 132411, and tried to interfere with the judicial proceeding, which is a class 1 misdemeanor per ARS 132810. She flashed an item with a yellow star at me with the intent that it would deflect responsibility. Ms. Leyva did not live in the apartment I was evicting. She and another woman arrived while I was waiting 1 hour for animal control. Ms. Leyva threatened to call high-ranking police officials to stop me from doing my eviction. She then called 911. I contacted police with my radio and advised them to disregard her call. The other woman claimed to live in the apartment, but she was not listed on my paperwork. Ms. Leyva's timeline of events is skewed. She claims that I called animal care after our conversation, but that is false. When I first knocked on the door, nobody was home except two large dogs barking through the window. For safety, I called PAC to secure the dogs, They arrived at the same time as Ms. Leyva. She also claims that Pack arrived after the police. That is also false. Ms. Leyva's claim that I was being hostile, yelling, and not allowing for the other woman to get her dogs or medicine is false. I advised that Pack would help safely hand the dogs over. I wasn't given a chance to explain this process of the eviction because both women began shouting at me. She claims I prevented her from walking to her car to grab her phone. This is false. She was already holding her phone. Her car was behind her. She tried to walk through me to get into the apartment, which was in front of her. I stuck my arm out and told her to not walk through me. Police dispatch advised that Ms. Leyva may be an animal control officer. However, police arrived and advised she claimed to be a probation officer, and she showed them her star. I later discovered that she is only a support staff employee at the probation office. I contacted her superiors immediately, and they conducted an investigation. I believe this is why she put the complaint on me. This would explain why she complained a month later. I ask that you please dismiss this complaint. I conduct myself with integrity and by treating all parties in a courteous manner, but when someone is uncooperative and disrespectful, I go from courtesy to professionalism. I didn't act inappropriately. The eviction was served. The medicine and pets were retrieved once I was able to clear the unit for safety, and the plaintiff was satisfied to have their property restored. Thank you.
Thank you, Constable Lopez. Yeah, your time's up. Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else that wants to address the board? Second call for anybody that wants to address the board. And third call, is there anybody that wants to address the board? Hearing nothing, we will move on to item E, presentation of the financial report.
Yes, let me just give me a moment here to pull it up. All right. Is everyone able to view this?
Yes.
Okay. So if you take a look at pages 1 and 2, they go over our revenue and expenditures from July through August, which is a little lengthy here. We haven't had any significant amount of claims the last 3 months. It is pretty early in this fiscal year, but as the months progress, we will start seeing our claims add up here. Going to our cash flow report, as mentioned before, it is still pretty early in the fiscal year, but the orange highlights our beginning balance, and at the top, and then the orange at the bottom highlights our predicted ending cash balance for the fiscal year. And the blue represents all the predictions based on our budget for the remaining months in the fiscal year. And the last page 4 just highlights again the invoices and claims that have been paid today. It does not reflect any of the pending claims that we will have for this month, which is still to be determined. And the last page is just the grant summary for this fiscal year so far. The blank just represents the amounts that haven't been paid yet, which will only be paid until the final report is received. And that is it for the financial report. And like I've mentioned, we're still pretty early in the fiscal year, which is why our claims are not as much as we were used to seeing. And any questions from the board?
No, I don't have anything.
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Kennedy. I move to accept the financial report.
We have a motion to accept the finances. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chair, it's Matt, I'll second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All those in the affirmative say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, moving on to item F, the grant extension with Coconino County. Did everybody have a chance to look this request over? This is just an extension on the time on the grant.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt, if I may.
Yes.
I had an opportunity to review it. I think it's completely reasonable, really outside their control. So I would make a motion to approve the grant extension as requested.
And this is Monica. I second.
We have a first and a second. All those, any opposed? Hearing none opposed, the grant extension passes. Let's see, G, discussion on possible action for equipment, grant for equipment. We didn't have anything, did we? Any new grants?
No grants this cycle.
Okay. Moving down to H, constable complaints. And I don't believe we had any new complaints this month. So moving down to the initial screening of new complaints. The first one, CNA 414-2025. Eduardo versus unknown. Did everybody get a chance to read through this complaint? Did everybody get the complaint?
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Kennedy. I read the complaint and there is really no description of a person. And I know vehicles move. And my vehicle, I will cross at least three different districts just getting into my office. So in lieu of vehicles moving, I need a little bit more to go upon this. I'm a no on this, sir.
Okay. We have a negative for moving it on. Shawna, could we get a roll call on this?
Yes. Member Perez?
I'm going to go with yes, actually, because in one of these, I read that there was the constable listed. And I think that we have GPSs on vehicles that should be able to tell us if that was the person driving that vehicle at that time. I thought I read in here the constable's name. I'm looking for it on the note now.
Ma'am, I understood it was that constable's area.
That was my understanding. It was his area, but unknown if it was his vehicle and him. Ms. Perez, if you want to move that forward, it only takes one board member to say yay, and we will move it forward and have the investigator take a look at it.
I would like to move it forward. I know if it's a Pima County vehicle, we should be able to determine what vehicle was during the times described.
Okay. Then CNA 414-2025. Moves forward, report to the investigator. That moves us to complaint number CNA 415-2025. Rudland versus Palmer. Somebody needs to mute their phone.
Chair, that might be us, as we're also having another meeting right across the hall.
Okay. Must be a loud
one. I apologize.
Okay, did everybody get a chance to read Rudland versus Palmer? My take on this is it was actually a year later from the complaint. If it was a good complaint, they should have made it then. Also, Constable Palmer, my understanding, is no longer a constable. So my two cents would be to dismiss it.
This is Monica Perez, and I agree.
This is Matt. I agree as well.
Mr. Chair, roll call.
Can we have a roll call, please? Are we froze up?
It looks like they're still muted. Okay.
I apologize. Member Perez?
No, I do not want to move it forward.
Constable Kennedy?
No.
Member Giordano?
No.
And Vice Chair Hogarth?
No. Okay, moving on to the third item. Complaint number CNA 416-2025, Lavea versus Lopez. Did everybody get a chance to read that? And then we did hear from Constable Lopez. Does anybody want to move this forward or dismiss?
Mr. Chair, this is Constable Kennedy. I read it and I did also hear Mr. Lopez. I'd like to move forward with this one.
Okay, we have to move it forward. So it will be forwarded to the investigator and we will have an update on it. I agree that we need to have hear both sides of it from the investigator. Does anybody have anything else on that? Hearing nothing, that completes the complaints. Moving on to item I, administrative update. Does anybody have anything?
Yes, Chair. Just some admin notes from last meeting. The training audit was completed and all the midpoint compliance emails were sent out yesterday. And they're from the grants that were approved from last meeting, there is a slight delay in sending out the contracts. So as soon as I receive them, I will get those mailed out to the recipients.
Okay. All right. Item J, discussion and possible action on rules. Constable Kennedy.
Mr. Chair, I am still waiting on Ms. Shandi to get back with me with my question. In terms of approval, I've had no correspondence, so I'm just waiting.
Okay.
Okay. And I do not have an update either.
Okay.
Then let's, we'll just continue this till next month and hopefully we've got some answers. K, future agenda items and action items. Anybody have anything for coming up for the next meeting or meetings? Nothing. Okay, well, that brings us to item L and adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Constable Kennedy, motion to adjourn.
This is Matt, I second.
Okay, first and second to adjourn. I guess that's it for our meeting this month. I will try and improve so I don't stutter so much.
I thought you did great, Mike.
Well, you just try, you know. When you get old, you just try.
Thank you.